This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your day and then work your plan. That's our plan here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. I'm the Dougster defending the schedule to the hilt. We have work to do. We've got to get at it. Jennifer, let's take ourselves into the focus of whatever melee may be going on today.
Well, taxes are still going on. They never go away. Death and taxes, right? And even then, they'll tax you after you're dead sometimes. America's 10 largest cities are drowning in municipal debt. This is according to a new report from a government watchdog. It's called Truth in Accounting. And the report was looking to determine what overlapping financial entities mean for taxpayers' bottom line. So Truth in Accounting put together this list of the cities with the highest tax burden. Any guesses as to who might be at the top of the list?
New York.
L.A., New York, probably, right? Yeah.
Very close. But the very top of the list is Chicago. Chicago's combined taxpayer burden is $119,110. New York City's combined taxpayer
burden. Per person?
That's what they're saying, yeah. That's how they're trying to figure it out.
$119,000 every person owns or has an obligation, they borrow
that much money
in Chicago. My God.
New York City is behind the list. The Chicago, what puts them, and then Los Angeles, by the way, number three. So you've got Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, followed by Philadelphia, San Jose, San Diego, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Phoenix, which is kind of an odd one.
Let's think about this.
Well, here's how it came. So the Chicago City Council approved $2.4 billion in tax subsidies for two major developments in early April. Protesters gathered at the City Hall chanting against the deal, and critics said that the projects are in prosperous parts of Chicago, and developers should pay for infrastructure improvements, not taxpayers. And that's probably
TIFs.
Yeah.
When you get a tax break, the city or the community is asked when there's a big development proposed, okay, we want a tax break. Otherwise, and then I say to them, we have a big project going on in Framingham. And I said, okay, so what? They bought a building, they bought the land, and now they're asking for a TIF. What are they going to do, sell the land? They've spent all the money doing the plans? No, I'm going to
do something. The way they get this taxpayer's burden number is unfunded retirement obligations amassed over a long number of years. They have $39 billion in Chicago in retirement benefits that have been promised, $28 billion in pension, and $842.9 million in retiree health care benefits that have not been funded.
That's the problem
in Los Angeles. California always is touting. You'll hear our governor saying, well, we have a budget surplus. Yet they continue to tax the hell out of everybody that lives in the state of California because they have all of these unfunded pensions. And so they create these pots in the name of education or infrastructure or security, and then they dip into the coffers and fund their pensions in the state. It's really backwards.
Well, if you think about this, in terms of every municipality, so you've given us something to think about here with, in terms of priorities, prioritization of where the money goes. But politicians, it would seem, are the same no matter whether they're local, whether they're state, or whether they're national. They spend way more in the name of buying your vote than is taken in, and the tolerance in California is waning, it would seem to me, for the amount of taxation that takes place on everything. Every aspect of everything that's done gets taxed in California. It's getting that way elsewhere. And when you consider that the federal government is $22 trillion in debt, that is the like number. Jennifer just gave us a number, $119,000 owed by every man, woman, and child in terms of debt in Chicago. Well, add to that the federal debt that each man, woman, and child in Chicago and everywhere else has. Think about the amount of debt that politicians are extending in your name. They didn't come to me and ask me if they could borrow $119,000 in my name. Did they come to you, Jennifer, and ask you if you could borrow, and Victoria and Kara? How much money is bought? You don't even think about it this way. How much money is being borrowed in your name by people who don't ask permission? If somebody put a mortgage, I know someone, and I won't mention his name, but he's associated with this program, his wife forged his signature on a second mortgage. She had she took out $900,000 on a second mortgage, and nobody knows where the money is. And neither does she. She's in jail at the moment, but for doing the same thing to other people. So that's the same kind of thing. Somebody's taken out a mortgage in your name, and you didn't sign for it. That's what's going on here. I don't even know what the word is. Not outrageous. It's theft.
Well, think about that. So the person that we know who is in jail right now for doing it, it's that the government's doing it every day.
Yeah.
They're not sitting
She's in jail. Why does the government know? And all these people are talking about how irresponsible this one is, that one is. They vote for this stuff. They're all irresponsible, and we don't hold them in that van. We don't hold them responsible. We don't.
A lot of this is mismanagement government programs, too, where there's so much that is just misused.
This
and you talk about
thing.
It, Doug.
Yeah.
Waste, fraud, and corruption. Ooh.
Here's the, but you know what? Now, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite here, because I am a big supporter of NASA and space programs. So the fact that the president has requested $1.5 billion budget increase for NASA so that we can go to the moon, although I'm wondering, there are some who say that he wants to do that to keep up with the Chinese, make sure we militarize it or are capable of militarizing it. Some of the money's coming out of the Pentagon budget, et cetera. But the Congress has to give it a thumbs up. Is this a good idea? I'd like to see us more in space, more privatization of space, for sure. But NASA's budget is only $22 billion. Now, go back to the heyday in the 60s when Kennedy said we'll get to the moon by the end of the decade, and we did. We spent $22 billion to do that back then. Now, how much, accounting for inflation, how much is $22 billion then worth now? What, about five times that? So what are you getting for $22 billion, I guess is the question. And apparently they think that's enough to go to the moon. So Alice and everybody else can be able to go to the moon. To the moon, Alice! I think this is okay. So am I a hypocrite? Because they're going to spend money that we don't have.
Well, you want to spend money on stuff that you enjoy. So.
Well, but I think it gives us a good... I'd like to see some of the money spent. I sure as heck don't like seeing it spent on a lot of the stuff that we spend it on, frankly. I just don't approve of a lot of stuff, and so that's it. We're supposed to have a representative. You know, we don't have a democracy. This is not a democracy. It's a representative form of government. Do they represent what your thinking is? Or even the majority? You know, that's what the whole fallacy of all this foolishness is, watching these clowns run around trying to get your vote saying, this is what I do. I would never, if I were a politician, I'd never, ever say that. I would hold a town meeting and ask, what do you want me to do? What is the majority? I'd be polling every day. What's the majority of people in my district want me to do? Because that's your job, not to do what you think
some
is right.
Some representatives do that. Some
I know
absolutely
they do
that. Yeah. But definitely some do.
You think that people would go along with the government borrowing $119,000 in their name?
I ask that question every time a new tax passes in California, though. That's the problem, is that you think that they wouldn't.
So this is a daily question, you're saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, every 5 minutes, well, the parks are all going to shut down, and we're going to have to fire every police officer unless
Run
there's a new
better.
Tax.
Get a new administrator.
I mean, every tax gets voted on here. Oof.
Of the administration, they're going to plan, they're finalizing plans to open up 700,000 more acres in California, Jennifer, for drilling. 700,000 acres of land, 12 different counties along the central coast, like Monterey, Fresno, Santa Cruz. Also allow over 30 new oil and gas developments to be on the over this in this area. There are 30 different developments. Bureau of Land Management says it'll support the administration's push to strengthen America's energy independence. It does create jobs, economic opportunity, but a lot of people get very upset because they think it's irresponsible
stuff,
environmentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to do it the right way, then maybe it's okay. The Attorney General, how do you pronounce his name? Xavier Becerra.
Javier.
Okay. Says drilling plans are challenging California's clean energy push. You can see, I've never been to a state that has many drilling. Look, you drive up the coast on the one Pacific Coast Highway. you can go from from Malibu all the way up to Santa Barbara, and the rigs are all over the place out there. You can see them, not that far out. So anyway, this is a way to do we buy that it improves energy? I'm all for having us be completely energy independent and tell the Saudis to go screw. But, you know, that's me and my feelings about them and anybody else that we are dependent on. I think that just leaves us so vulnerable. Look at how we got shellacked in the late 70s when Jimmy Carter was president because we were so energy dependent. And the Middle East, they just decided they were going to stick it to us. So gasoline was an oil product, so we were in horrible shape because of that. So something to think about. Oh, look at the time. It's already 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere.
Hey, moms out there. With Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started fitting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I've taken Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See, you can do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at topboss.com. That's topboss.com. And use the promo code MOMWIN. That's MOMWIN to save on shipping.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Thank you. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a time on the DJB program every hour. We spend a good deal of time talking about music because it's so important to our lives. So here we are, ladies of the day, with a focus on the Grand Ole Opry, which is returning to Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival for the second year in a row, bringing kind of a diverse lineup of performers down to Tennessee. Manchester is the city where they have the Bonnaroo, and that's going to be the opening night of the festival, which is the 13th of next month, hosted by Opry members Old Crow Medicine Show, also performing. The event includes music from Steve Earle and the Dukes, followed by Opry members Ricky Skaggs, Riders in the Sky. Oh, Riders in the Sky. My God, I used to do a show with them every week in Cincinnati because that's where they're from. And I haven't heard about them for years and years and years. I did know that they belonged to the Opry. Right, they're really your care bunch. There's three guys that are really characters. And they used to, I don't know that I discovered them, but I was the first one to put them on the radio. And they always loved me for that. I have to reach back out to them. They're very, very good. Great storytellers. Morgan Evans, Ashley Monroe, Molly Tuttle, Wendy Moten. I don't know who she is. Who's she, Jennifer? M-O-T-E-N?
I don't know.
I don't know her. So the announcer is Bill...
I feel like a discredit to my country roots when I don't know some of these.
The announcer, Bill Cody, has been doing it for years. He's got one of those big, deep voices like Trace Atkins does, you know?
Yeah.
Remember his voice? That's what Bill Cody sounds, big, deep voice. The Opry Square dancers are going to be performing. Show broadcast live, available for streaming on Opry.com or WSMonline.com, as well as on WSM, which is 6:50 a.m. in Nashville. The inaugural trip to Bonnaroo last year, nothing short of amazing. Said the people that run Opry Entertainment, all of us, quote, fortunate enough to be part of that performance, loved watching some of the world's biggest music fans connect with the Opry, a lot of them for the first time. This would be a good take. If I were closer, I'd go to this just because I would like to go see the Riders in the Sky again. The inaugural Opry at Bonnaroo last year marked a rare occasion for the long-running country music show to take place outside of Nashville. Bonnaroo takes place the 13th of next month through the 16th with performances from Fish. Say that again, Doug. From Fish.
Fish?
Post Malone, Casey Musgraves, Childish Gambino, and Maren Morris. And so, where's Kelly Clarkson in all this? She can see she's not there. She's everywhere else.
Yeah.
Next item of interest musically is a new song from Keith Urban. If you haven't heard this, called We Were. Looking back on past loves, kind of a nostalgic song, which was released earlier this week. Song's lyrics written by Eric Church, who is another country singer of note. He said, quote, "When I first heard We Were, I not only heard it, but I saw it. Made me feel something. The imagery is so strong," which is a stamp on the back of a hand, a Saturday night cover band, girlfriend or boyfriend we ran with, and fake IDs, which, of course, he never had.
No.
So many of us can relate or likely will relate at some point to this song, We Were. Urban's been teasing the track on his social media the past couple of days, well as another collaboration with Foy Vance, with whom he spent some time in the studio pretty recently. And he still seems to be happily ensconced with High Forehead, right?
I mean, those two lovebirds, yeah.
Yeah, they seem to get along
pretty
well.
Oh, yeah, their relationship goals for sure.
Good. Good for that. That's a nice thing to see. Always nice to see anybody that likes to be with somebody else and displays it. Good deal. So that's the latest from Keith Urban here on the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is ordering all non-emergency personnel in Iraq to leave that country. The move coming a day after the Defense Department warned about possible threats to Americans there from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. A bill that won final passage in Alabama overnight would ban nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape and incest. Its authors say their aim is to have the matter taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Rep. Terry Collins says Alabama women want that bill signed into law.
I believe that most of the women in Alabama are pro-life. They voted that way last fall. And so my message to them is, Let's hope that we get that decision overturned.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she'll sign it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Let's get right to it. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, a trending story that's out of New York City. Kind of an interesting story. So it's about a woman named Karen Vinicor and her daughter. They went to lunch at Patsy's Pizzeria in East Harlem a few weeks ago, and they didn't like their waiter, and they decided not to tip him. And that's, you know, doesn't really happen that often. Apparently the reason that they didn't like their waiter and the reason they didn't tip him is because Patsy's is one of those famous kind of places. It's a chain, in a sense. There are probably five or six locations all around Manhattan, and they have pictures on the wall of famous people eating their pizza there. And so this woman and her daughter asked the waiter, why weren't there more women pictured on the wall? And he kind of shrugged it off and said, I don't know, maybe women don't eat pizza as much as men do. Well, apparently they really didn't like that answer. So that's why they decided not to tip him. However, when they left the restaurant, the mother, Karen Vinicor, left behind something incredibly important. A cashier's check worth $424,000. This was her entire life savings, and she left it behind on the table. Now, as Armando Marcage, who's 27 years old, he's a med student, he was their waiter, he was clearing the table, and he said he nearly threw this folded piece of paper off into the garbage with the rest of the trash before he realized that it said Citibank on the envelope. So he opened it up, and he was shocked to see a cashier's check worth $424,000. Even though he knew he had been stiffed out of a tip, he ran out of the restaurant and tried to track down these two women. They had already gone, though, and so he couldn't find them. He took the check to the owner of the restaurant, and they did some citywide scouring. They tried the internet. They couldn't find this woman, Karen Vinicor. They turned to the New York Daily News to help locate her. She's a 79-year-old retired social worker, and, of course, she's frantically searching around the city as well because she realized that she lost her check. And so she went to Citibank. They said that they couldn't stop the check for 3 months. And they basically told her, you better say goodbye to this check because someone's already cashed it. It's a cashier's check. And so she had, this was her life savings that she had, was planning on using.
Was it made out to her, though?
Pardon?
Was it made out to her?
No, cashier's checks are just like a blank that's to cash. So,
Not my bank, but everybody guess they're all different. No, the cashier's check is made out to you. That's the whole idea of it being a cashier's check.
I don't know. Well, Citibank told her that she might as well, you know, just prepare herself that someone else had cashed it. And so
and they just said like that, this woman's life savings, and they're that callous about, oh, too bad, you lose.
Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is. They said, look, we can't stop payment on it for 3 months, you know. So anyway, so the reason that she had this check with her, she had been planning on using it that afternoon for a down payment on a new condo. And so she called every place that she had been that day. She even tried to call Patsy's, the pizza place, and but she ended up getting the wrong location, and so they didn't know anything about a check. Well, the Daily News staff was finally able to locate her, and they were able to return the check to her. Of course, this story went viral very quickly, and the fact that she didn't tip this waiter, and this is the guy who literally saved her entire life savings. She then said to, when she was interviewed by all the, you know, the press that was there, she said, what an amazing young man. He could have thrown it in the garbage. He had that option of throwing it away, but because we were not very nice to him. And so she said that it was not her finest day, and she said it wasn't her best moment. She offered to pay him a gratuity because she did feel so guilty, but he declined the tip. But so this is a good lesson.
Good.
You know, you should always be nice to your servers, because
right.
You never
be nice,
know.
Just be nice, period.
Yep,
just
you
be
never
nice,
know.
Period.
They don't just control your lunch. They control other things, too.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Right, yep. Exactly. Speaking of restaurants, here's the story from Dublin of a cafe there that has proposed adding a 15% screaming child tax.
I love this.
The White Moose Cafe, I must have missed it when I was in Dublin last month, posted this story about a proposed surcharge on its Facebook page. The owner said, quote, for the benefit of both staff and customers alike, we've taken the decision to impose a tax on children who are allowed, who scream. If we notice that your child is screaming, an automatic 15% surcharge will be applied to your bill. For every further screaming child that you have in your group, additional 10% gets added. The charge will be capped to four.
Well, at least you get a bulk discount. That's good.
Yep.
I wish they'd do this on airplanes. There's nothing worse. That's one of the reasons people say, you're
snobby. Sometimes
it's
beyond people's control. If your kid's ears are bothering you or something.
Yeah, but if your kid's
annoying, but it's not.
You got to take them out of the restaurant. That's different on an airplane. But that's different. But I mean,
if you're in a restaurant, though,
if you're in a restaurant and your kid is having a temper tantrum or just being loud and screaming, you have to take the kid out of the restaurant. It's just, but you see this happen all the time. Parents just sit there and they just ignore it. And you look over and you're like, are you not hearing that kid screaming? Because everyone else is. And the parents are just on their phones or they just don't care.
They're ignoring it.
I totally agree with, I think this
parenting.
Is very tongue-in-cheek, very Irish, dry sense of humor, but I like the message of it. I wish that would happen.
Has 1,400 comments on it and 6,600 likes.
Yeah.
So there may be a backlash of some by some. Somebody said it was disgraceful. Okay, well.
Well, they're always the parents who are like, oh, you know, don't yell at my kid. I'm letting him choose for himself. It's like, oh, shut up. Tell your kid to stop screaming.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see you as a mother.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
All right, one quick note for those of you who are smoothie fans. Take note. The FDA is now testing frozen berries for hepatitis A and noroviruses. They're cautioning people who have frozen edible fruits. Apparently there's been a problem with hepatitis A. Some of the frozen berries took a sampling starting last fall, and they're going to do it for the next 18 months. There were problems with some frozen berry outbreaks. I remember that. Actually, that's been a problem for a number of years. The concern is that people don't always cook the frozen strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. I don't cook them. I put them in the smoothie.
No one does, right?
Yeah. Who cooks them? Nah.
Right.
The issue is that cooking would reduce. No. Not at all.
I guess if you're making a pie, but don't you use fresh berries if you're going to make a pie?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
And it's more processing. It's because they have to go into a plant where they're frozen and people are dirty. So that's...
Well, the problem is the same thing is with frozen lettuce or frozen anything else. Sometimes they're not washed off as well as they ought to be. If you're getting organic frozen stuff, it'd be different than if you're getting just the regular stuff that you get from most of the big companies like Bird's Eye. So a word to the wise, as they say, 43 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on the value of your car, or as we say here in the Northeast, your car. It's 43 after.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to researchers at Northwestern University, only one-third of those in need of mental health treatment actually get it.
Access to mental health resources are very difficult, but when we actually look at the type of mental health care that they're receiving, oftentimes only 25% of those folks are getting evidence-based care.
Psychologist Dr. Craig Suchuk says technology is helping to fill that gap. A growing number of mobile apps that offer e-therapy are expanding mental health resources for those who need them.
We're finding that the types of programs are collecting more in-the-moment type of information, so getting mood ratings right in the moment. It's more interactive. It's using that data to tailor the types of skills and prompts for people to work on, and it's simply a lot more portable.
E-therapies may not be right for everyone, so talking with your care provider would be a good first step. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. How we love to talk about our cars. I have always loved cars, enjoy cars. Actually, truth be told, I love anything that moves with an engine. Cars, trucks, tractors, boats, you name it, planes. But the focus here is on a list of the really cool new cars that you can find around, if you can believe it. There are cars around that you can find new for less than 20 grand. And we're going to go through that list with Mike Amuzio, who comes to us from the Kelley Blue Book folks. He's the managing editor of video for Kelley Blue Book. Mike, welcome to the DJV program. Buying a car, oftentimes for some, I like buying cars. I think it's kind of a fun thing to do. Some people find it dreadful. It just depends on, I guess, how well you know the person or the company that you're buying from and how well you know the car, or even if you know what you're looking for. Isn't that one of the problems? People go shopping for cars and they don't really know what they want.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the problem with buying a car and the reason why so many people are intimidated by it is that it's not a skill you get very pretty good at because you do it so infrequently. Every, you know, 3-5 years, you'll breeze into a dealership. You probably forgot what happened last time. And then you're deeply intimidated talking to somebody who lives on a dealership day in, day out. It's super intimidating. And especially nowadays, everything may have changed since the last time you bought a car. You may not know the technologies that are available or some of the models that are out and how much the automotive landscape has changed, which is why we put together lists at Kelley Blue Book to help guide people and kind of give them a sense of what options are available to them.
All right, so these available cars we're going to talk about are the starting price is $20,000 or less. Are there any cars on here that are surprises as we go through the list?
You know, I would say one of the big surprises would be the Toyota Corolla hatchback. To me, it's a big surprise because when I say the word Corolla, you don't think excitement, typically.
No.
Toyotas are always very competent, maybe reliable, a very sensible choice. And what blows me away about the Toyota Corolla hatchback is that I like it, and I want to drive it, and it looks super cool. Let me see if I can paint the word picture here. I'm standing next to a car that is a wash in blue flame paint, vivid paint, and it's got this cool kicked-up spoiler and this you know, kind of angular headlight treatment, big grill up front. It's a really neat looking car. It's the kind of car that if I took it to like you know, an import car show 15 years ago, people would have, you know, jaws would have dropped. And yet this is just sort of the standard car that you can get on a Toyota dealership now in hatchback form. It's super cool. I mean, it's right. Really neat. So paint and aesthetic make the Corolla.
Paint goes a long way, right? Yeah. All right. So some of the other cool cars on the list include
the Kia Soul. It's all new for 2020. And, you know, one of the challenges when you redesign an iconic shape, and actually the Soul's been around long enough, I can refer to it as an iconic shape, but all you can do is anger people who already like it. And so I think they managed to thread the needle in making a new Kia Soul that looks like a Kia Soul in a familiar shape, but somehow cooler. It's got this angry face to it and sculpted bodywork, these sort of muscular fenders. They've really done a great job creating a desirable aesthetic without, you know, angering people who already knew and loved the Kia Soul. And then I also like the fact that the Kia Soul, you know, they've got a bunch of different variants. So they've got the base model, which is very inexpensively priced. MSRP is like $18,500, including destination charges. And they have other variants. So it's kind of like pick the one that matches your taste and your set. Another one, obviously, the Honda Civic has been on our list forever. I can't recall doing one of these satellite media tours where I did not talk about the Honda Civic, so that's just sort of a perennial favorite. The Hyundai Kona, that's another one of our Best Buy awards from Kelley Blue Book. And the Kona is a very small SUV, and that's kind of a growing segment, the subcompact SUV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the SUVs.
What
I want to know is, for people who want to buy American, are there any American cars on this list?
Not this year, there aren't. I think one of the contributing factors there, one of the contributing factors is that the American car makers have largely pulled out of small cars. So there aren't that many inexpensive small cars available that hit under that $20,000 mark. So it's a model year specific thing. So we'll see next year. We've had American cars in the past, and certainly hope to see more next year.
Right. All right, check the list out at KBB.com. Obviously, Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Find the 10 coolest new cars. If you're in the market for something new and you want it to be kind of cool and you don't want to spend a lot of money, that's the place to go look, KBB.com. Thank you, Micah. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And soul, animals, dogs, cats, our pets, the focus when Warren Eckstein visits us here from the Pet Show. It's thepetshow.com. I made the mistake of saying it's the pet. I took the L or the L, good dog, the out, and I said petshow.com, but no, it's thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein, ECKSTEIN.com. You can find it there. Hugsandkisses.com. You can find info there. All about dogs. Well, dogs and cats. I was looking over. We were just talking about cars, and I came across something called Dog Trader. And if you go into dogtrader.com, you will find it's something that is connected to Auto Trader. It's a list of the 10 cars best for your dog. And I wondered, you drive a Suburban, so that's great for dogs. I drive the pickup truck. Daisy's quite taken to the new truck that I got last week. She just now jumped in the, Charlotte used to do too, jump from the back seat to the front seat. And you look around and see what amenities are best. So you must have talked about this on your program, the things that cars ought to have for your pet, accessories that are important for dogs and maybe cats. I don't know, cats in the car, no big deal, but dogs, yes. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that so many people, when they go shopping for a car nowadays, because 60% of us have pets, take their pet into consideration when shopping. Years ago, I did a segment on the Today Show where I brought a car on from GMC, and it was kind of the prototype for what's going to be coming in the future. And the car was kind of amazing. It had a gyroscope water dish in the back, so you can drive and the water dish can remain full without spilling over, kind of like a boat.
Oh,
had a built-in vacuum cleaner in the back of the car. It was built right in, so in other words, dog hair, cat hair, whatever, could be vacuumed right up. It had a lift on the side, so if you had an older dog, it would make it easier for the older dog to get in and out. It also had something in it where if you left the dog in the car, which I'm totally against, I don't care what technology you have, but if you did, it had a kind of a thermometer that would give you a beep on your phone to let you know the car was getting hot or cold, which It was a nice touch, but I don't believe in leaving the dog in the car at any point. But those are the kind of things people look for. Is it easy for the dog to get in and out of? And I think it's a great idea because more and more people are obviously traveling with their pets. Another thing that's interesting, though, a lot of people just assume it's okay to put a dog in a car and, you know, let him be in the back seat. God forbid you're in an accident and you have to jam on your brakes. That dog becomes a projectile. Not only is it dangerous for the dog or cat, but dangerous to the people. So a lot of the cars now come with seatbelt attachments where you can put a carrier through the seatbelt or put a doggy seat in the back. So all of these things are great ideas, and I think that as more millennials are getting cars and they have a tremendous amount, they have more pets than any other group and spend more money on pets than any other group, I think that the car manufacturers are going to come across with more and more car-type things for dogs,
yeah.
Feeding dishes and water dishes, things like that. I think it's in the future.
The spill-proof water bowl, I have one in the truck and I have one in the car. I've got one of those pet hammocks in my car, not in the truck because it isn't necessarily in the truck, but in the car. And I don't even know now that I think about it why I have it in the car, because she's the same whether it's in the car or the truck. I got one because I thought it would be good in case, or when she was with me early on, she used to throw up once in a while, but that's because she was, as I found out later, so nervous. I think you told me that because she'd been moved around so much and abused as a puppy. Whenever she got in the car, it meant she was going someplace new, and it upset her.
Bad.
Yeah.
Think about the car. You know, we hear a lot of things. People talk about separation anxiety. Here's the thing I get all the time. It's not separation anxiety all the time, especially dogs that have been adopted. They've gone from one home to another home to a foster to a shelter and back and forth. So they associate the car with being abandoned. I call those abandonment issues, which is very common. So you have to kind of counter condition. We'll talk about that in the future, counter conditioning a specific problem with a dog. We have to take the car that the dog is fearful of, and now make the car the friendliest, happiest place in the world for the dog. And it can
she
be
loves.
Now she likes
I talked to, I've got a pet psychic that I'm friendly with, and I asked her, she told me before I even asked you then that Daisy now loves to ride in the car. She sits and looks out the window, kind of like dog TV.
It is kind of like dog TV. Another thing, what about videos in the back seat of the car? What videos do you play for your dog when you're driving around?
Whenever I'm watching television, the dog, some dog on the screen gets barking or some strange noise, Daisy looks at the TV and turns her head in that strange way. What about pet ramps? There are a lot of people that are now, I saw one car advertising a ramp for the pet to go up. That's probably a good thing to have, yeah?
Yeah, great idea. And there, a lot of the cars, that prototype I was talking about, had a built-in ramp that actually slides out. And then there was another prototype that actually had a lift for an older, heavier dog. Let's say you have a St. Bernard with hip problems, that the dog goes on there, kind of like a wheelchair lift, goes on there and lifts them back into the car. I think it's a great idea. Pets are part of the family. Whatever their needs are will make them feel better and ultimately make us feel better.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, thepetshow.com. Listen to Warren every weekend around the country.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.